Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, it's your spiritual kickoff for the week, and I'm excited. I hope you are. We're going to start off with our scripture. So our scripture this week, we're going to be in the book of Luke, okay? Luke chapter 10, verse 37. And he said, the one who showed compassion to him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do the same. All right, so we're going to unpack that. Because I know I just gave you just one little piece of a story, but I really want to, just hang with me. I'm going to tell you how we got to this verse and why it's important and how you can apply this to your life, okay? First of all, where's Luke? Okay, we'll make sure we're going to cover the fundamentals on The Lion Within Us, okay? It's the third gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, okay? And where we're reading at here is the end, is what is widely known as the parable of the Good Samaritan, okay? So we're going to set the scene here. There was a lawyer, okay, that was testing Jesus. Imagine that. Lawyers trying to test people, right? And what he wanted to know was how he was going to inherit eternal life. Okay, that's it. And Jesus immediately flipped it on him. And in classic Jesus Christ style, the lawyer got the answer right. Okay. So he flipped it on him. The lawyer got the answer right. So let's see. Verse 27 here. What did he say? He said, got it right here. He answered, you shall love your Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Okay? So this is where it takes an interesting turn. The lawyer wanted to know at that moment, okay, all right, Jesus, who's my neighbor? It's an interesting question to ask, right? Who's my neighbor? No, why do you think he asked this question? Scripture tells us as he was trying to justify himself. It's the old pride of life thing. This kid's raising his head again, right? It gets in our way too often. You have the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, right? And the pride of life, particularly guys, it gets in our way, okay? So we have to be careful here. So then Jesus tells the parable, and that's 30 through 36, okay? And let's just read a little bit of God's word together. Man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Okay. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, verse 33, who was on a journey, came upon him. And when he saw him, he felt compassion. And he came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Verse 35, on the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a good neighbor to the one who fell into the robber's hands? And this is what leads us to our verse today. And he said, the one who showed mercy towards him. Then Jesus said to him, go and do the same. Okay. But look, we are called to show compassion and mercy to others at all times. And look, this is not just when it's convenient, fellas, okay? Or well, if we like somebody, but we're called to do this at all times. And that's why these two commandments, they're so simple, yet so hard, right? This is a classic example. Like this would be like the Yankees and the Red Sox, okay? Lakers and the Celtics. You throw those guys together, they don't like each other. Right? But go ahead and you take that, what's in your mind now of clashing opponents, and just multiply that. That's what was happening here with the Samaritans. They were hated, right? These things, they were not supposed to be the ones that stepped in and helped. Okay. And why were they hated? They were hated because they had their Gentile blood. And they had different worships or different styles of worships. They were just outcasts, right? And look how simple Jesus answered at the end of this. Just go and do the same, right? So his command from the good shepherd himself that we cannot miss here, fellas. And look, I'm going to tell you one thing. Just to be straight up with you. If you plant seeds, hatred, they will grow. So if you plant that in your heart, hatred will grow in your heart. Conversely, if you plant mercy and compassion, it will pour out of you. So look around you right now, wherever you are. Anyone that you see, they're Samaritan. Find ways to serve others. And at that point, you're going to be walking this out. You're going to be walking out this commandment that Jesus gave us right here. And look, if Jesus gives us this commandment, we better doggone it, listen to him. Okay? And we got to remember, he had two guys pass by this. And those two guys, the first was a priest and a Levite. They just passed by. They completely just skipped by. Why? Probably because they didn't have the resources, but they didn't care. Now look, I'm reading into this a lot. But when you look at the Samaritan, he stopped, which is going to lead us into our conversation on Wednesday. So make sure you come here. He stopped because, one, he could stop. He had the ability to stop because he was on a business trip, and he had enough autonomy and flexibility in his schedule to stop. Secondly, he had the resources to help when he stopped. So look, we're going to talk a lot about wealth and building wealth and why that's important, not prosperity gospel, but what does the Bible have to say? Look, it talked over 2,400 times of references of money. So if God talks about it that much, it is important. We're going to talk about that, right? And that Samaritan could not help if he was broke. Just be straight up with you guys. He could not help if he was broke. He was able to help because he had the resources. Come down to stewardship, but he was able to help because he had the resources, right? So look, we need to make sure others see and feel the compassions that we have inside of us and do the work to build the kingdom that we've been called to do. Guys, that is what it's all about. Look, you can want to be and think that you're going to be that good Samaritan when the time comes, but if you're not putting places in place right now to be able to actually do that financially, you're missing an opportunity. So this is important scripture to understand. Look, that's a very small piece of the story, but show that compassion and then go and do it. And you can't go and do it unless you have the resources. So look, guys. I'm telling you, this is a very important scripture. I want to make sure we get this one understood. So go. Next time you read the parable of the Good Samaritan, think about who passed him by. And then think about how that Samaritan actually stopped, but how he was able to stop because he had the resources to help. That is so important to understand. And I want you to think about this week. Do your finances reflect a kingdom mindset? Do they? Do you have the ability, from a kingdom standpoint, to do the work that God's calling you to do? Because I'm going to tell you what, so many times we're chasing the flashy and the wrong stuff, and we don't have our mind right, the right mindset, and definitely the capability to help because we've tied ourselves down in too many different areas. So I love this scripture. This is going to really lead us into a wonderful conversation. I'm so excited for our guest on Wednesday. I'm not going to tell you guys who it is. You have to come back, and I'll tell you what, he is going to have you on the edge of your seats, ready and charged up. All right, guys. Well, you know, for our spiritual kickoffs, we're going to do one more thing before we let you guys go. Look, you may be new to this Christian thing. Maybe you're just checking it out just to see what it's all about. Look, I get it. You know, before you jump all in, you need to, you're trying to learn something on your own. And that I get that. So what I want to do is just tell you really briefly about King Jesus. Okay. Now the bottom line is we're all sinners. So if you're listening to this, I'm going to tell you, just like old Pastor Joby says, your kindergarten teacher was wrong. You're not a cupcake. You're not a snowflake. You're not a Skittle. You're a sinner in need of a savior. That's it. And we need to understand that. And a sin is anything that separates us from God. And look, we can't pay it back. Unfortunately, there's no way. There is no way that we can pay back and pay the penalty for our sin. Can't do it. There's nothing we can do. The only way is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. So again, if you have never put your faith in him, here's what you got to do. Just admit that you're a sinner. Understand that you fall short of the glory of God. And look, you're not alone. We all fall short. Then you need to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, really believe that he's the Son of God. And then once you do, you need to confess him as your Lord and Savior. And at that point, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you and you'll have the lion within. And it's that simple. It's that simple. But look, you have to make that decision. It's not a head thing. There are a lot of people who know the Bible, who know scripture, they got this stuff now. What Jesus wants and what God wants is your heart. That's it. He wants your heart. Then he'll send the Holy Spirit to indwell and give you a new heart. And at that point, you'll be doing the kingdom work, I guarantee you. So if you just accepted Christ as your Savior, I want you to do us a favor. Send us an email, support@thelionwithin.us. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. What we want to send you is just some resources to come alongside you, to encourage you, to help you in your Christian walk. And first of all, just to say, look, welcome to the brotherhood, and we love you. So I pray, guys, that you enjoyed this spiritual kickoff. I love the spiritual kickoff conversations, these episodes. I hope you guys do as well, because it's fun just to dig into God's word together and just understand, hey, how can we apply this to our life? And I think today we got a good application. You know, you won't be able to help and serve others and be that good Samaritan if you don't get your finances right. He was able to do some phenomenal work for the kingdom because he had the resources. So if someone's telling you have to have a scarcity mindset or you can't have this nice things to be a Christian, they're wrong. That is wrong. The Bible does not say that, right? I want to try to help open your eyes for you guys and see you have so much to offer. Let's lean in and let's do it together. So guys, make sure you come back on Wednesday. Seriously, this is a conversation. You're not going to want to miss this one. I know I say it every week, but take my word for it. This one is powerful. So share this conversation with others. If you like this spiritual kickoff, hey, text it to a buddy of yours. I highly encourage you guys to join our community. Go to thelionwithin.us. You'll be able to join our community right there. We have a 30-day free trial. You can jump in, guys. We have everything's happening within the community. Okay. We have live Ask Me Anything events. We have mastermind groups. We have Bible studies. We have lion lunches. We have a forums and feeds for you to be able to drop your questions or just to give encouragement, just to be around like-minded Christian men who want to be the leader God intends us to be. Of course, we have our courses going on in there as well, just for you to help to grow in certain areas. It's all within the community. So it's all there, guys. So go to thelionwithin.us. Again, it's a free 30-day trial. Check that out. We definitely want you to get inside the community because that's where it's happening. That's where we're at. All these events I'm at, our team, we're there. We're serving. We're helping each other grow day in, day out. Love you guys. Thank you again for listening to The Lion Within Us. I pray you come back for our next conversation. And again, take the time. Just take the time to get into God's word, simplify it, and apply it to your life. We'll see you next time. Don't forget, unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The lion within us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.